This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning. It is 8:07, 7 minutes after 8 o'clock at WCHL. It is 60 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Look for partly sunny skies today. High today up around 80, so it will be a relatively warm day. We have a slight chance of showers this morning, then a 50-50 chance for showers, and maybe even a thunder shower in the afternoon. Again, high today about 80. Tonight, it'll get down to 60. Mostly cloudy skies still with a 50% chance of rain. Tomorrow, we'll start out with a little fog, otherwise a nice day. Partly sunny with a high in the low 80s. Big forecast for rain coming up for the weekend. The concern about reduced hours at the newly renovated Chapel Hill Public Library was fueled this past weekend as volunteers witnessed hundreds of people showing up before the doors opened. WCHL's Rand Northam has the story.
I think the town has to step up first and say on an ongoing basis they're prepared to fund an expanded library. And that to me is the first step, and I don't think that decision's been made.
That's Karen Curtin, director of the Friends of the Chapel Hill Public Library, an organization that raises money, sponsors programs, and fosters interests for the library. Weekend hours are currently 1 o'clock in the afternoon until 5 in the evening. A member of the Friends of the Chapel Hill Public Library Board of Directors, Kathy Harris, was at the library for a meeting with Curtin and others on Saturday before business hours. She says many people didn't get the word that the library is working on a limited schedule.
I bet there were 400 people out there. There were just constant cars coming around trying to put their books they wanted to return into those boxes outside. The boxes were absolutely full and people were trying to jam them in.
She says since no staff members were at the library yet, there was no one available to empty the bin.
So I put up a little makeshift sign that said, with an arrow, deposit over there on the wall of the library.
On April 10th, the town of Chapel Hill outlined major projected budget challenges for the 2013-2014 fiscal year in its preliminary budget report. That list includes the operating budget for the library, as well as increased costs of solid waste disposal, cost of implementation of the pay and class plan, funding annual street paving costs, funding of retiree health liability, reduction in state funding for transit, and restoring PAYGO CIP to $1 million. All projects which different groups of people have different ties to, and all things that at least someone is greatly invested in, if only emotionally. In order to get the library up to 68 hours from the reduced 54 it's currently running on, an additional $350,000 in operating costs is needed. That would complete the $700,000 increase that was projected for the 35,000 square feet of space added in the reconstruction. The preliminary report shows that the budget shortfall for the town in the upcoming fiscal year is somewhere between $1 and $2 million. Of that list of major budget challenges, Curtin says she believes the library should be the top priority.
All of these libraries that are being expanded are really being expanded to add community space. So they've become community gathering places. They're not just reading or data or computers. It's a place for people to gather with tons of meeting rooms, which is true with our new library. And there were other people there talking about expanded libraries and saying even though they have tons more space, they have waiting lists to use them.
She says it also serves homeless people who are trying to find jobs and can do so through the library's internet. The Interfaith Council workers often use the library's computers, and there are, of course, books and other services. In fact, the Chapel Hill Public Library has the largest per capita circulation in the state of North Carolina. The concern is not the amount of staff the library has for the hours it's open. Interim Director Mark Bayless says once the doors were open this weekend, the crowds were nothing that couldn't be handled.
There were lines at times, but then there were times where it was relatively moderate in terms of the wait time to speak to a staff member to check materials out.
But Bayless says Saturday did see the biggest surge since the reopen.
By then we'd gotten the word out, and by the time we opened our doors on Saturday afternoon, there was a good crowd in front of the library waiting for us to open and remained very active throughout the day.
The main concentration of the extra funds would be the addition of staff members to cover the space that's more than double the previous structure. The hires would add up to approximately 5 full-time equivalents, though not simply 5 people. Bayless says it would be a variety of additions to existing staff hours, temporary employees, and at least 2 new positions, one of which wasn't full-time. He says all ages made it out to the library over the weekend, and Curtin and Harris say a couple people that had to be turned away really tugged on their heartstrings.
We were trying to assist these people who were disappointed, and some of the children were crying. because they couldn't come in.
There was a dad with his daughter, and he said, you know, I promised her this morning that if she would go shopping, we'd come to the library afterwards. So he gets there and he can't get in.
Harris says she told multiple people that it's important to know just how the process works.
We had to tell people not to be angry at the library because this public library is a municipal library. It has nothing to do with the budget. The town council takes care of the budget.
Town manager Roger Stansel releases his first budget outline on May 13th. A public hearing will then be held May 20th, at which people can give input on how they feel about the proposed budget. Harris says until then, citizens can still give input to town officials.
We were telling people to write to your town council members and tell them how frustrated you were or whatever your feelings are. The second way is by calling the mayor's assistant, and you tell that person, the citizen, will tell that person your thoughts. And she or he will forward that information to the mayor and the council members.
For contact information for the town of Chapel Hill, its mayor and council, as well as information about the upcoming fiscal year and budget discussions, visit our website, chapelboro.com. The rededication ceremony for the library begins at 11 o'clock Saturday morning. Rand Northam, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
After nearly 3 months of uncertainty, the source of January's Chapel Hill fire that claimed 9 apartments near downtown has been released. According to the Chapel Hill News, after local officials ruled the incident at University Garden Apartments on Pritchard Avenue Extension undetermined, fire insurance investigators took the air conditioner and baseboard heater out of the apartment near where the fire started. The report determined that a combustible object was on the heater, which started the fire that went up the wall of apartment A14 and on into the attic. Upon getting that report, Chapel Hill Deputy Fire Marshal John Parker said the heater was installed in 1965 and did not meet modern safety standards. The incident has been ruled accidental. Robert F. Patton, a World War II veteran and longtime Chapel Hill resident, passed away on April 11th. He was 91 years old. Patton was recipient of a WCHL's Village Pride Award for being a hometown hero. Here's a longtime friend and fellow veteran, Lee Hevlin.
He's a good guy, stayed busy, and it was remarkable. He stayed very busy in the community and working for veterans.
Hevlin is the American Legion Chapel Hill Post commander. He remembers Patton as a champion for all his fellow veterans.
And find ways to just to make sure people didn't forget that there are veterans in our town that are quietly working as civilians now and how much that they did before. And
Bob Patton worked with Holocaust survivors, in particular survivors of the Nazi death camp in Mauthausen, Austria. He was awarded the Legion of Honor by the French government in recognition of his service during World War II.
He speaks for the Holocaust survivors. He's part of the Speakers Bureau for the Holocaust Bureau here in Chapel Hill and Durham. And I've gotten a couple emails from people that remember him speaking and his dedication to helpers and how much he missed.
Patton served in the United States Army in the 65th Infantry Division, 3rd U.S. Army. For more information about Patton's memorial service, visit our website at chapelboro.com. The 2013 Chapel Hill Carborough Crop Hunger Walk is happening this Sunday to raise money with the goal of ending hunger worldwide. But there's a way you can help even before lacing up your walking shoes. In fact, you don't even have to do that. The movie The Three Amigos will play at 7 o'clock tonight at the Varsity Theater on Franklin Street. It's a very funny movie. Tickets are free, and they're accepting donations for the crop walk. Here's 9-year-old Max Nelson. He's a Crop Hunger Walk supporter.
I think it's very helpful in giving people who might not be able to afford clean water and food.
Max Nelson's dad, Aaron Nelson, rented out the Varsity Theater downtown to raise money for the Crop Hunger Walk and also to celebrate Max's birthday. Here's Aaron.
You just have to raise a little bit of money and you come on out and walk and your friends and family can help you out. We hope to raise over $50,000.
And Max's dad says there are several ways you can register for the walk.
You simply go to crophungerwalk.org/ChapelHillNC, or you can call the IFC, or you can send an email. Josie Hart is the staff coordinator, and she's done a great job working with the churches and community organizations throughout the community.
Aaron Nelson, of course, is president and CEO of the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce. Certainly a very familiar voice. His son, Max, perhaps a future leader in our community. Founded in 1946, the organization behind the walk The Church World Service is a cooperative ministry of 37 Christian communions working together to eradicate hunger and poverty and promote peace and justice among the world's most vulnerable people. The Crop Hunger Walk kicks off in Carborough Town Commons at 2:30 on Sunday afternoon. It's about 4 miles, and there is a shorter option of about a mile that's also available. If you'd like more information, visit our website at chapelboro.com. WCHL News Time, 8:17, 17 minutes after 8 o'clock. Time now for Traffic and Weather Together on WCHL. This traffic report on WCHL is brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. And now, with your morning traffic, here is Rand Northam.
Thank you very much, Ron. Well, let's send our view down to I-40, down east on I-40 for just a moment. There is an accident on I-40 at the Page Road exit. That is right around 282, so be on the lookout there. Again, I-40 at Page Road, seeing an accident, so could be seeing some slowdowns in that area. Also, I-40 looking smooth in the Orange County area, 15501 northbound between NC-86 and Page Road, or excuse me, Raleigh Road, NC-54. Again, 15501 northbound and southbound between NC-86 and Raleigh Road, NC-54, seeing a slowdown. And then also NC-54 heading eastbound between 15501 and Barbie Chapel Road, seeing a slowdown this morning. Otherwise, things moving fairly smoothly out on the roadways. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, be sure to give us a call, and you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call. Or if can tweet us as well, at WCHL is our handle.
All right, thanks so much. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you by Five Guys Burgers and Fries. Burgers not your thing? Enjoy Five Guys grilled kosher beef hot dogs dressed with any or all of 15 free toppings. Five Guys, Menomot Village, right here in Chapel Hill. It is 60 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. It's warmed up quite a bit in the last hour or so. Partly sunny, just a slight chance of showers this morning, then a 50-50 chance of rain in the afternoon. Maybe a shower, maybe a thunderstorm. High today about 80. Tonight mostly cloudy, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, low about 60. Tomorrow, a little patchy fog to start in the morning, otherwise partly sunny with a high in the low 80s. Starting on Friday, it's going to be really cloudy starting in the afternoon. Chance of rain 60%, then 70% on Friday night, and then a 70% chance of rain all day Saturday. Sunday ought to be really nice, but Friday and Saturday have the potential to be very rainy days.
Listen at home or while you work with live streaming on chapelboro.com. 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill, Carborough's News, Talk, and Tar Heel Station.
Good morning. It is 8:19, 19 minutes after 8 o'clock at WCHL. The Carborough Board of Aldermen wrestled last night with how the town will combat compensating town employees with a rising cost of living. WCHL's Abraham Jaroszewski has details.
The Carborough Board of Aldermen discussed the town's options for changing the reference point used to determine a living wage for town employees. Here's Alderman Damon Siles.
There are some consequences that we've heard about that are important. But at some point, whether we do a comprehensive plan or a market studies for a specific part of the labor market or whatever we do with further analysis, we're going to have to make some value judgments about which things are more important.
At a meeting in May of last year, the alderman instructed town staff to change the way the town refers to its wage baseline, replacing the federal poverty level to a more localized housing wage. The housing wage ties a person's income to their ability to afford rental property at the Housing and Urban Development's estimated fair market rent, or FMR. The wage is then adjusted so that a household spends no more than 30% of their income on housing. A fair market rent for two bedrooms in Orange County is $864, which equates to an annual household income of just over $34,000. Those numbers for the Durham-Chapel Hill Metropolitan Statistical Area, or MSA, are $779 and just over $31,000, respectively. If Carborough chose to set the housing wage at the Orange County figure, 17 town employees would be impacted, costing the town upwards of $95,000, while implementing the MSA figure could impact 15 employees at a cost of just over $40,000. But assistant to the town manager Matt Iford says it isn't possible to simplify the pay grades without another corresponding increase somewhere along the line.
That moves all the pay grades, but doesn't move the employees within the pay grade. So in effect, it slams everybody to the bottom. Right now, we have 42 employees that make the minimum salary for their pay grade. If you move the pay grades based on the housing wage, but you don't move the employees, you could have up to 128 of our employees that make the minimum salary for their pay grade.
Among them was a residency requirement, since creating a housing allowance could be considered gifts from the town. But Alderman Michelle Johnson says she doesn't think that is a good idea.
I have a real issue with making folks who already are making a lot less than people at the top of the organization, requiring them to live in Carrboro. Of course, I want there to be affordability in Carrboro and employees to live in Carrboro, but requiring that when we only require that of three employees now feels pretty problematic.
Really?
The town's current budget has 156.5 employees on the payroll, and just one requires them to live within the town limits. Alderman Jacqueline Gist says she doesn't like an across-the-board pay increase either, since it doesn't benefit all employees equally.
I'm not that worried about people at the upper end. Sorry, people. But 5% for people at the higher end is a hell of a lot more money than 5% for somebody at the lower end.
While the board did discuss other future options, Alderman Siles says he feels the board's immediate concern should be with the employees whose salaries are currently below the housing wage.
I feel like the more important priority is to pay these 15 employees a higher wage. And if we want to do these other things as well, like look at restructuring some of the classification plan or whatever, I think that's fine. But I want us to kind of keep our eyes on what we're talking about here.
Should the town choose to conduct a study on the matter, it could take a few months before any major or structural suggestions are brought to the board. Abraham Jaroszewski, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The solution offered by the North Carolina House to retool teacher tenure rules has cleared a policy panel with little debate. The House Education Committee voted yesterday in favor of a measure sponsors say will make it easier to fire poorly performing teachers. The bipartisan measure differs from a proposal backed by Senate leader Phil Berger that would phase out job-protecting tenure over 5 years and replace it with teacher contracts of 1 to 4 years. House members instead want to label teachers as having non-probationary status after 4 years of highly effective work. Teachers could lose that status and possibly their jobs if they receive poor evaluations 2 years in a row and do not improve within the next two. The bill's next scheduled stop is the House floor. And here's something that Republicans and Democrats alike could actually agree on. The General Assembly has agreed that people convicted in North Carolina of human trafficking should register with local sheriffs as registered sex offenders. The House unanimously approved legislation yesterday. They would add the crime to the list of those requiring the registration if the traffic involved minors or if it was committed with the intent of sexual servitude. The Senate already approved it last month, so now it heads to Governor Pat McCrory's desk for his signature. Such registered offenders must alert sheriffs where they live or if they move. They can't live near schools or daycare centers or work in positions where they must interact with minors. Well, you may have seen the barcode paintings along Franklin Street as part of the Windows on Franklin Street, an art initiative here in Chapel Hill. The local artist is known as Parasol B. WCHL's Rachel Nash will have the story at the bottom of the hour on WCHL. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. Good morning. I'm Ron Stutz. Reggie Bullock's basketball career as a Tar Heel has come to an end. UNC Athletics released a statement on Tuesday officially announcing that this season's third leading scorer has decided to enter the 2013 NBA draft. Bullock was looked to as an emotional leader in a year that Carolina was tagged as a young team without known leaders heading into the season. He and Dexter Strickland, the only players with more than 2 years playing experience. Bullock was projected to be chosen late in the first round or early in the second on some mock drafts. At the time of the announcement, multiple mock drafts didn't even have him listed. Yesterday morning, Bullock's Twitter account was being lit up from teammates and members of the Carolina community wishing him luck in the future. Sophomore P.J. Hairston announced last Friday he will stay at Carolina for his junior year. If you'd like to read the official announcement from Bullock, you can go to our website at chapelboro.com. We have a connection to the UNC Athletics website. Sophomore forward James Michael McAdoo will return to Carolina for his junior season in 2013-2014. In a release, McAdoo says, "I love the school and my teammates. I love being a North Carolina basketball player. There will certainly be a time when I want to play in the NBA, but right now I truly enjoy college life and I want to continue doing that for another season." So Bullock is out, McAdoo is staying, and we already knew that Hairston is staying. So two out of three. Forward Reggie Bullock, of course, was named the first ever recipient of the Dean Smith Most Valuable Player Award at UNC's Men's Basketball Awards ceremony held Tuesday night. Also getting awards last night, Dexter Strickland and James Michael McAdoo, freshman point guard Marcus Page, received the award as the team's best defensive player and the Scholar Athlete of the Year award. Sophomore forward Jackson Simmons got an award, the Marvin Williams Carolina Way Award Sophomore guard P.J. Hairston got the Danny Green Award given to the team's most improved player. Strickland and Frank Tanner received the Dick Bedore Senior Awards, a new award, the Bill Guthridge Award, presented to Angie Bidding, managing director of the Smith Center, given to the person who demonstrates great loyalty to the program behind the scenes. And the number one ranked UNC baseball team extended its win streak to double digits for the second time last night. They got a 5-1 win against number 26 Coastal Carolina. Tar Heels cashed in on 5 walks. The Chanticleers gave up as UNC's usually hot bats were mostly silent for the night. Carolina went 4-for-25 at the plate, very unusual for the Tar Heels. With the win, Carolina now is 35-2. Next up on the schedule, Tar Heels host Elon in a rematch from last week. Carolina took the road win against Elon by a score of 15-3. I'm Ron Stutz.
Our Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
I hope Reggie Bullock knows something that we don't. This is Art Chansky with the Wednesday Sports Notebook. I felt sure P.J. Hairston was coming back because he has a lot more work to do with his game, like developing a better handle and learning to get his own shot. Those are two of the reasons I figured Reggie Bullock would also be back for his senior season, when he might have been an ACC Player of the Year candidate if his improvement continued as it did as a junior. I hope whoever is advising Bullock knows, really knows, a lot more than we do. Because from where I sit, Bullock is trading in his senior year at UNC for a chance that he will be drafted in the first round, and if not, the chance he will be able to make an NBA roster somewhere. Because nothing is guaranteed beyond the first round, as there are journeyman careers that are bound to prove it. At Carolina, the players are supposed to be smart enough to know the difference. Reading Roy Williams' comment in the official release, it seems clear this was not old Roy's choice. Yes, Bullock played first-team All-ACC ball over the last month of the season, and yes, he comes from a poor family in Kinston that could use the financial help. But Bullock had a better chance to guarantee that by waiting a year. This is so un-Carolina. Dean Smith pushed early first-round draft choices out because he knew they were gambling with a lifetime of financial security already achieved, unless they returned to school and got seriously injured. The only players who I remember bucking that system were Jeff McGinnis in 1996, and Joseph Forte in 2001. McGinnis went in the second round, and after beating around Europe in the CBA for a few years, wound up with a decent NBA career. Forte was the last pick in the first round, so he got his money, but he never panned out as a pro. Bullock is a good college player who had a chance to be great, which at Carolina is synonymous with becoming a first-round draft choice. He surely can shoot, but needs to develop the NBA range for three-pointers. And like Hairston, he can't really score off the dribble. Only truly great shooters like Ray Allen and Steve Novak survive as pros otherwise, and Reggie Bullock doesn't go out with that kind of game. Here is hoping he gets his chance to develop it in the NBA. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
Are you looking for new customers? Try our local deals. Brought to you by WCHL and the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce. You offer a deal to the community from your business, and folks purchase it. Everybody loves a deal. With our local deal, your company or organization is featured on 97.9 FM WCHL, on the site at ourlocaldeal.com, and through social media. Want to try the best marketing deal in town? Visit ourlocaldeal.com or call us at 919-933-4165.
This is Carborough Mayor Mark Chilton. There's only one thing cooler than Carborough, and it's got to be Ron Stutz.
Thank you, Mayor. It is 8:30 at WCHL, bottom of the hour. We always take a look at your Chapel Hill Carborough weather, and this morning's weather forecast to you by Southern Rail, serving lunch and dinner daily, brunch on the weekends with free parking on either side of the railroad tracks. It is a unique place, Southern Rail, in the heart of downtown Carborough. 61 degrees in Chapel Hill, partly sunny today, slight chance of showers this morning, and a 50-50 chance for showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Our high temperature today, about 80. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 50-50 chance of rain, low 60. Tomorrow, a little patchy fog to start, otherwise partly sunny, and a nice day with a high tomorrow in the low 80s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with the lows in the low 60s. We'll have more clouds moving in on Friday morning, and showers and thunderstorms likely to the tune of 60% by the time the afternoon rolls around, high about 80. Then on Friday night, a 70% chance of rain, and Saturday also 70% chance of rain with a high only in the middle 60s on Saturday.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happened. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
I'm Dave Barrett. FBI experts are busy checking photos photos and video of the day the bombs went off in Boston.
They're trying to go through all of this digital evidence and say, are we going to find a picture of our guy?
Senior correspondent John Miller on CBS This Morning. So was CBS contributor, former Secretary of State, and former National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice. No group has claimed responsibility for the terror attack.
I do think that's odd because normally these jihadist groups, the biggest ones, like Al-Qaeda, would take some kind of responsibility.
She says at the White House, the focus will be
to get clues about whether or not there may be follow-on attacks planned.
At New York's Yankee Stadium, fans stood up to sing. That's the Neil Diamond song that's sung at Boston's Fenway Park. New Yorkers showing unity with their rivals. They also sang this in Cleveland, where the Boston Red Sox displayed a jersey in their dugout with the number 617 on it, the Boston area code. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech, online at durhamtech.edu.
You're listening to 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 8:32, 28 minutes until 9 o'clock at WCHL. We have 61 degrees in Chapel Hill. Partly sunny today. Slight chance of showers this morning. Then a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. High today, about 80 degrees. So basically a very nice day. Some rain on the way for later in the week and at least part of your weekend. A concern about reduced hours at the newly renovated Chapel Hill Public Library was fueled this past weekend as volunteers witnessed hundreds of people showing up before the doors opened. They do have limited hours because of budgetary concerns, and that to be determined by the Chapel Hill Town Council. A lot of people enthusiastic about the opening of the newly expanded and renovated library, and some enthusiasm was dampened this past weekend when people realized that the hours were limited, especially on the weekends. We'll have the full story coming up for you on WCHL. You can go to our website to hear that full story from Rand Northam on WCHL. That is chapelboro.com. Also, the Carborough Board of Aldermen wrestled last night with how the town will compensate its town employees, keeping the rising cost of living in mind. WCHL's Abraham Jaroszewski has the details in that story as well. Again, chapelboro.com and throughout the day here on WCHL. After nearly 3 months of uncertainty, the source of January's Chapel Hill fire that claimed 9 apartments near downtown has been released. According to the Chapel Hill News, after local officials ruled the incident of the University Garden Apartments on Pritchard Avenue extension undetermined, fire insurance investigators took the air conditioner and baseboard heater out of the apartment near where the fire started. The report determined that a combustible object was on the heater, which started the fire that went up the wall of apartment A14 and into the attic. Upon getting the report, Chapel Hill Deputy Fire Marshal John Parker said the heater was installed back in 1965 and did not meet modern safety standards. The incident has now been ruled accidental. Robert F. Patton, a World War II veteran and longtime Chapel Hill resident and hero to so many, passed away on April 11th. Patton was 91 years old. He was also the recipient of a WCHL's Village Pride Award for being a hometown hero just last year. Here's longtime friend and fellow veteran Lee Hevlin.
He's a good guy, stayed busy, and it was remarkable. He stayed very busy in the community and working for veterans.
Hevlin is American Legion Chapel Hill Post commander. He remembers Bob Patton as a champion for his fellow vets.
And find ways to just to make sure people didn't forget that there are veterans in our town that are quietly working as civilians now and how much that they did before.
Patton worked with Holocaust survivors, in particular survivors of the Nazi death camp in Mauthausen, Austria. He was awarded the Legion of Honor Award by the French government in recognition of his service during World War II.
He speaks for the Holocaust survivors. He's part of the Speakers Bureau for the Holocaust Bureau here in Chapel Hill and Durham. I've gotten a couple emails from people that remember him speaking and his dedication to helping others and how much he missed.
Bob Patton served in the United States Army in the 65th Infantry Division, 3rd U.S. Army. For more information about Patton's memorial service, you can go to WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. As I mentioned earlier, you may have seen the barcode paintings along Franklin Street as part of the Windows on Franklin Street and Art Initiative here in Chapel Hill. The local artist known as Parasol B is behind the barcodes. She's integrating art with smartphones and so much more. WCHL's Rachel Nash took a walk with Parasol B to explore the interactive art tour through the eyes of the artist herself.
I spent several afternoons just walking around and snapping pictures of things that caught my eye, just looking for interesting details people just might not notice, or looking at things in a way that people may not look at them already. That way I can draw attention to it and say, hey, look what I see. Did you ever notice this before?
That's Parasol B. I met her at Vimla's Curry Blossom Cafe, the starting point for her art walk, an interactive tour along Franklin Street, which she calls Depiction Chapel Hill. Hanging inside and outside of the cafe are Parasol B's art creations, barcodes painted by hand using spray paint and stencils.
What I typically do in my work is I try to take QR barcodes and take them out of their normal context of being these small things used for marketing and commerce and make them gigantic, try to change them around as much as I can to do something interesting with them, but still have them be scannable with your smartphone.
Before meeting Parasol B, she instructed me to download the smartphone app which accompanies and helps guide participants through her tour. As we began walking, I used my smartphone to scan the large painting in the cafe, and the tour began.
I like the idea of bridging technology with the traditional mediums, which is why I use paint. But then there's this connection made with the smartphone to bring you this other element, and since everybody has one, pretty much, everybody can participate.
If you can't access the smartphone app, you can still take pictures and follow the instructions. It'll just involve more steps. There are 13 stops in the Depiction Art Walk. The first stop we made was an alleyway with an old boarded window. Parasol B calls the stop letters. I made the shape of a C with my arms.
Do you want a close-up or do you want it all the way back? Or?
It's whatever you think looks best. She took a picture of it, and now it's a part of her online gallery uploaded directly from the app.
They'll either follow the directions or they'll not follow the directions. I think it's interesting for people to interpret the instructions and ask strangers to do things so they can take a photo and get outside their comfort zone and flex their creativity a little bit.
Windows on Chapel Hill is a collaborative year-long project between the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership and the Town of Chapel Hill Public and Cultural Arts Office. With the project, downtown Chapel Hill storefronts come to life with eye-catching pop art displays. The town chose three artists to do the installations, Parasol B included with the Depiction installation.
This is the right community for this. There's a lot of tech-focused people. There's a lot of young people. There's a lot of people into arts and culture. And so hopefully there's an overlap there where people will be interested.
As we walked and talked, I had another question for Parasol B. What's the inspiration behind the pseudonym?
Parasol B person to be somebody who maybe has the guts to do those things, has the guts to do the things that my normal self, introverted and whatnot, that I would normally do.
We made two other stops taking more pictures as a part of the mini tour she guided me on. To see those photos and for more information about Parasol B and Depiction Chapel Hill, check out the web story about the art walk on our website, chapelboro.com. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Parasol B's next guided art walk is happening on May 11th, beginning at Vimla's Curry Blossom Cafe from 2 until 4 p.m. And in news around town this morning, something exciting about the Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools. Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools wraps up the Visions Art Show, its annual three-day showcase of art created by students and teachers in the district. This year's show began on Monday and concludes tonight at Lincoln Center with student artwork filling display boards and display cases all over the building. Tonight's show gets underway at 6, highlighting the artwork from students at Ephesus Elementary, Estes Hills Elementary, Raskus Elementary, Phillips Middle School, and East Chapel Hill High. And if you can't go tonight, don't worry, because all of the artwork will remain on display until May. 8:40, 20 minutes until 9 o'clock at WCHL. This is Ron Stutz. A couple of special guests in the studio this morning. Helen Ingersoll is here, along with Julie Schmidt. And welcome to the show. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
All right. You guys practiced that so you could say it in unison, I know. They are the chair and co-chair of Downtown Merchants of Historic Hillsboro. And first of all, I just want to say thank you for making the 4-hour-long trek over from Hillsboro to Chapel Hill this morning. And we talk about this all the time. A lot of people feel like Hillsboro is such a long, like you got to pack a lunch in order to drive there, but it's just a short distance away and so many wonderful things happening there. This is one of the arguments that you guys make all the time, right?
Yeah, it is. And it's just a 15-minute trek, and there's so much Hillsboro has to offer, and it's really getting bigger and brighter every single day.
Well, there's something special coming up tomorrow night from 6 until 9 p.m., Downtown Hillsboro Ladies Night Out. And Julie, tell us about that. What's that all about?
Well, it's an event for the downtown merchants are sponsoring, and many of the stores and restaurants are participating, and they have specials and wine, cream puffs, all kinds of different things at different shops. So it's just an opportunity for people to come and see what's happening in Hillsboro. And we also have a shuttle that'll take people from King Street over to Nash Street so that you can see all the parts of the town.
Helen, what are some of the things that folks can see tomorrow night? For people who have not spent much time in Hillsboro, what's the attraction?
Well, there are lots. All the shops will be open late, like Julie said, offering different refreshments and specials. And that can all be seen on the website called shophillsboronc.com. If you click on events, it will take you to Ladies Night Out, and it will have a list of all the specials and all the offerings that all the local merchants will be doing. Too many to name here tonight. I mean, this morning.
I don't know what time of day it is.
Yeah,
either.
I don't either. Pollen drunk from all the trees. But anyway, it's definitely, a whole town effort. Everybody will be participating and really excited about welcoming folks to town, and hopefully everyone will get a really good, if it's your first time, feeling about Hillsboro and want to return. You know, that's really what we want to inspire in people.
And Julie, there's another component to this, and this is about being heart healthy. There's a whole lot of stuff going on related to that. How is that involved?
Right. We have one of our member organizations, Kama, she's doing a special event about women's heart health over there. And they are part of the new businesses that we have on the east side of King Street, or of Churton Street downtown. Mm-hmm. So it's really nice. We have a lot of new things happening over there. So.
There's also some heart-healthy yet indulgent treats, chocolates and red wine there, paintings mm-hmm. from artwithhearts.com, and all kinds of information about women's heart health. And there's a website you can go if you're wondering why the business is promoting heart health. We have that information here at WCHL, and you can get it also tomorrow night when you go. Helen, this is your last opportunity. Why should folks go to downtown Hillsboro?
There is a magical charm about our town that is something that I think everyone should experience. Every time I talk to somebody new who comes to Hillsboro, within the span of a year, it seems like they've moved in and opened a business. It's just a really friendly, warm, wonderful place with lots of artists, lots of exciting, interesting characters, and it's just a group of people who are really invested and committed to the community.
You know, you can go to downtown Hillsboro and go to a great restaurant, mm-hmm. A great bar, hear great live music, and see all kinds of really interesting shops, free parking all over the place. Go have a beer with Mayor Tom Stevens.
That's absolutely.
You know,
that's right.
I mean, it really is a cool place to go. So thank you for coming in and letting us know about this. And the Downtown Hillsboro Ladies Night Out, Orange County Visitors Bureau, a part of this. And for coming in, Julie and Helen.
Thanks for having us.
I appreciate it. Go
Look
out there and enjoy yourself in the pollen.
Will do. Thanks.
Of course, you don't have any pollen in Hillsboro. I know
None.
That.
Complete, just beautiful trees.
No, it's
completely
perfect.
Different world. All right. Thank you very much. It is 8:45 at WCHL, 15 minutes until 9 o'clock. Coming up next, Maria Palmer has today's commentary on the way, and that'll be followed by What You're Saying on the Street on WCHL.
How would you like to drive a new BMW for $396 per month? That's phenomenal handling, intelligent technology, and exceptional fuel economy in the 2013 BMW 328i for $369 per month. Performance BMW is well known for the promise and the wow. The promise is your guarantee you'll always receive extraordinary service from expertly trained people, all for a superb value. The promise is so truly exceptional that you're bound to belt out a wow that might even rival the wow man himself, Gerald Ramoyne. Wow!
Stock number B3747, 36-month lease for 10,000 miles per year. $39.99 excludes tax, saving $549 dock fee. Based on MSRP of $44,045 and selling price of $41,850. Financing with approved credit through BMW FS. See dealer for details. Take delivery by April 30th, 2013. No-cost maintenance, does not cover tire wear. See BMWUSA.com for more details.
BMW is the ultimate driving machine. 2013 Center of Excellence and Volume Leader. All new BMWs come with no-cost maintenance for 4 years or 50,000 miles. No-cost means you pay nothing for standard maintenance for the life of the new car warranty. Performance BMWChapelHill.com.
Wow!
And now it's time for the professionals. Local service, daily insights.
This is Bill Cederberg of Cederberg Kitchens and Additions, located here in Chapel Hill. Been in business since 1986.
Cederberg Kitchens and Additions, they're very good at the job they do.
We're a full-service design remodeling company, Ron, and we specialize in turnkey process where our customers usually are looking for sort of a one-stop solution. We can help them with the design process, resourcing of materials, and helping them with actually making decisions about what's going to work best for their personal situation, and then the actual production of that work with our own staff, you know, trying to essentially minimize the number of opportunities for, you know, miscommunication or loss of information because you're handing it off to a third party or another party. And so we are ultimately responsible from the beginning of the process to the end of the process.
Remember the name, Bill Cederberg.
People are interested in learning more about us. You can go to our website at CederbergKitchens.com. You'll see examples of our work and some testimonials and products, et cetera, et cetera.
Cederberg Kitchens and Additions.
We are located at 630 Weaver Dairy Road in the middle of the Cedar Village Shopping Center here. And you can find us in the phone book at 919-967-1171.
This has been The Professionals on WCHL. Local service, daily insights.
How would you like to drive a new BMW for $396 per month? That's phenomenal handling, intelligent technology, and exceptional fuel economy in the 2013 BMW 328i for $369 per month. Performance BMW is well known for the promise and the wow. The promise is your guarantee you'll always receive extraordinary service from expertly trained people, all for a superb value. The promise is so truly exceptional that you're bound to belt out a wow that might even rival the wow man himself, Gerald Ramoyne. Wow!
Stock number B3747, 36-month lease for 10,000 miles per year. $39.99 excludes tax, saving $549 dock fee. Based on MSRP of $44,045 and selling price of $41,850. Financing with approved credit through BMW FS. See dealer for details. Take delivery by April 30th, 2013. No-cost maintenance, does not cover tire wear. See BMWUSA.com for more details.
BMW is the ultimate driving machine. 2013 Center of Excellence and Volume Leader. All new BMWs come with no-cost maintenance for 4 years or 50,000 miles. No-cost means you pay nothing for standard maintenance for the life of the new car warranty. Performance BMWChapelHill.com.
Wow!
Good morning. It is 8:49, 11 minutes until 9 o'clock at WCHL. One thing we forgot to mention just a while ago, while you're meandering through the historic and lovely town of Hillsboro, shopping, dining, laughing, and then shopping some more, be sure and check out the Creative Hat Competition. It'll take place at Billsboro. There will be a panel of judges for that, and who knows, you might be able to actually win something and certainly have some fun in downtown Hillsboro.
The Commentators is presented by Sunrise Dental, offering a wide variety of services, including their advanced methods of sedation dentistry. Choose Sunrise Dental online at visitsunrise.com. And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Maria Palmer. We have so much work to do. It is easy for us privileged Chapel Hillians to think that our actions are always consistent with the highest ethical standards. We don't break the law. We recycle. We donate money to great causes. I am sure many of us also pray for justice and for the poor on a regular basis. But justice is not like the climate, something we can call an act of God. Justice or injustice is the result of our collective decisions. When we fail to protect women and girls from sexual violence, When one-third of our county's residents are low-income and thousands are uninsured, when one in five children in Orange County are living in poverty, I think we may be failing to do justice. As we welcome Chancellor Carol Folt, I take hope. After all, UNC President Tom Ross has said she meets the criteria of unwavering integrity and someone who will always stand for what is right. What is right, Dr. Folt, is leading UNC and the community in doing justice. What is right is paying UNC workers a living wage. What is right is protecting women, students, and employees against abuse and sexual violence. What is right is celebrating and thanking whistleblowers, not harassing or firing them. They are the heroes who will make our university great. What is right is mobilizing the brain power of our expert educators to close the achievement gap in our schools. What is right is giving the children of our lowest paid workers access to the resources of our great university for tutoring or to attend the summer programs and enrichment opportunities that bring wealthy children from across the U.S. to our campus. What is right is giving poor children in our community the help they need so that they can attend UNC, not because they pull themselves up by their non-existent bootstraps, but because the university refused to stand by while children of color are channeled into a permanent underclass. What is right, Dr. Folt, is to find a way to provide adequate health care and transportation for the workers in this community that will make it possible for you to do great things. Chancellor Folt, welcome to Chapel Hill. We expect great things from you. This is Maria Palmer.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The Commentators is presented by Sunrise Dental, accepting new patients for cosmetic, restorative, and general dentistry procedures. Choose Sunrise Dental online at visitsunrise.com.
What you're saying on the street, presented by ISIS IT.
Well, I apologize, but for some reason, it won't go. I don't know why. It's an adventure a minute in here. That doesn't work either. 8:52 at WCHL, 8 minutes away from 9 o'clock. Let's try this.
We hope we've convinced you that there really is a Margaret at Margaret's Cantina. She's here now with spring news.
Our outdoor patio is open. Warm weather beckons us all to enjoy life. A round of golf, a walk in the woods, backyard catch with the kids. Whatever your springtime outings, top them off with our fabulous margaritas and scrumptious food outside on the veranda or in our festive dining room.
Margaret's Cantina, open for lunch weekdays and dinner Monday through Saturday. Sunday supper from 4 until 8 p.m. Timberline Shopping Center, Weber Dairy Road.
It's the most important day on the WCHL broadcast calendar, the annual Chapel Hill Carborough Orange County Forum. The 2013 Forum is Thursday, April 25th, live from the WCHL studios in Chapel Hill, from 8 a.m. until 6 p.m. Each year, we tackle important topics in our community. And this year, guests from local government, UNC, the business community, public schools, nonprofits, and residents at large will focus on topics that include town and county challenges, education, diversity, democracy, economic growth, sustainability, and much more. Submit your questions via email to social@wchl.com or post them to the WCHL Facebook wall. Be sure to tune in Thursday, April 25th from 8 a.m. until 6 p.m. to hear the many views of our community on 97.9 FM WCHL. The 2013 Community Forum is presented with the generous support of Harrington Bank, AutoLogic, and the UPS stores on Forna Boulevard and in Meadowmont.
You wouldn't start a new addition to your home without the right tools. And if you're growing your small business, the right tools are essential to success. At the UPS store, we have a small business growth toolkit that includes posters, flyers, brochures, a large retractable banner, and more. What's in your small business toolkit? Ask about our small business growth toolkit today at the UPS stores, your go-to source for your to-do list.
The UPS stores at Chapel Hill North on Fordham Boulevard next to the Chapel Hill University Inn and in Meadowmont.
I moved here a few years ago and discovered UNC Family Medicine. I love that the doctors are up to date on the latest medical developments. I love the easy parking. And most of all, I love that my husband and my kids also go to UNC Family Medicine. The reassurance of knowing they are available by email or by phone, plus the knowledge they are among the best family medicine departments in the country, means I have peace of mind about our health care.
Find out more at uncfamilymedicine.org.
UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
Hi, this is Jones Angel from the Tar Heel Sports Network, and I don't need to tell you, but you are listening to the WCHL Morning News with the legendary voice of Chapel Hill, Ron Stutz, right here on your flagship station for the Tar Heels, WCHL.
All right, Jones, thank you. 8:55 at WCHL, 5 minutes until 9 o'clock. Hey, remember the word of the day from Wayne Pond? It's a word I don't think I've ever heard before. Call me, tell me the word, spell it correctly, and that might be the key, and also give me the proper definition, and you can get a $10 gift card to Cruisers. It's all brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? Your number to call right now, 919-929-WCHL.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Dr. Joanne Jordan is the Herman and Louise Smith Adjunct Professor in Epidemiology at UNC. She's dedicated her whole life to helping folks in rural areas live better lives. Dr. Jordan has been working very hard since she came to Carolina in 1987 in the Department of Rheumatology and Immunology. Her specialty is osteoarthritis. She's been involved in a special project with the folks in Johnston County. What she learns there, of course, can help the people of Orange County as well.
This is a project that's been ongoing since 1990, funded by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention since that time, as well as from the National Institutes of Health since 1993. We've had other funders as well, but this project was designed to examine really for the first time how common osteoarthritis is in rural areas, and we were also specifically interested in looking at racial and ethnic disparities between African Americans and whites. At the time that we started the project, we really had no accurate data on any of those types of things, whether there were any differences between African Americans and whites in the types of osteoarthritis, the joints that were involved, and the patterns. And we really had very little understanding of how common arthritis was and what risk factors might be in rural areas.
Dr. Joanne Jordan, today's WCHL Hometown Hero. She's getting ready for more.
We are getting ready as we speak, though, to go back out into the field. And it's been a great privilege for us to be able to follow people over these many years. Some of them we've seen 5 times. Over the years, and they participate and come back, and we're getting ready to launch back out in the field again and see people now 20 years out after their initial entry into the study.
Dr. Joanne Jordan, adjunct professor in epidemiology at Carolina, her specialty is osteoarthritis, and she's today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
All right, congratulations to the one and only Kathy Hackney of Chapel Hill, called in with the word of the day. It is Corniche, C-O-R-N-I-C-H-E, a rather unusual word. It means a coastal road, especially one that is on the side of a cliff. Maybe out in Oregon or California somewhere they have a lot of those. We don't have them around here. But at any rate, Corniche is the word of the day. Kathy Hackney gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers. Thank you so much for the phone calls this morning.
When you shop for new floors, comparing pricing can be challenging, especially at big box home improvement stores that have hidden costs and minimal service. I'm Stephen Brown of USA Flooring. You can feel comfortable browsing our special order showroom or scheduling a free in-home estimate. We want you to have the best possible service, selection, and price. USA Flooring, 3612 Durham Chapel Hill Boulevard. And remember, if it goes on your floors, it's in our stores.
Are you looking for new customers? Try our local deals. Brought to you by WCHL and the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce. You offer a deal to the community from your business, and folks purchase it. Everybody loves a deal. With our local deal, your company or organization is featured on 97.9 FM WCHL, on the site at ourlocaldeal.com, and through social media. Want to try the best marketing deal in town? Visit ourlocaldeal.com or call us at 919-933-4165.
I will see you on the radio.
Local news all day. Breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 9 o'clock.
Chapel Hill Economic Development. Open for business, to business. Find out more on the web at opentobusiness.biz.